Blog Talk Radio.
Nonsense. There's nothing guaranteed. I can't. We need a week off. Next week, I'm gonna mercifully finally have a week off.
We need the iPad Pro to work so I can. I love running it on that.
No, you got what you wanted.
Glitch.
Stop.
It's just stuck in the sign-in.
You got what you wanted. You're there.
Well, I got a bunch of topics today. We got someone on hold. Let's see what topic he wants to drive right
hello,
now.
Hello, Phil. What's
hold
up?
Hold on.
Is he there?
There we go.
What's up there, Kyle, Phil? What's up? What you got? Oh, he's a little asleep at the switch.
Jamie.
Here.
Reintroduce him.
Oh, there he is. Yeah.
All right. Jamie,
all right,
what's going on,
welcome
buddy?
In. West Carolina.
We're up at Fort Dix watching a bunch of soccer here today. I know your dad.
What a day. It's a good day for it, at least, in the Fort Dix.
Our first game just got underway. Jamie, what's going on with the Cavs here? What's your read of Kyrie Irving going to be a Cav next year?
My read with the Cavs is that this is more bluster than anything else. I do think if I had, put a percentage on it, I would say it's probably close, maybe even tip the scale 51-49. But I do think it'll be still in Cleveland next year because I think eventually all the teams that he apparently wants to go to are worse than the Cavs, and he'll just kind of suck it up. And so I think the scales are still in kind of the Cavs' favor.
You don't think Colangelo's picked up the phone and asked if a Fultz for Irving trade is interesting to them?
No, I don't think he would do that. I would see no reason to trade for a 25-year-old Kyrie Irving or whatever he is when you got 19-year-old, great talent. And so I don't think Colangelo would do that. If I know, I think he wants to see what this core can do together, and then he'll worry about adding to it later. Wouldn't you say that's true?
I think that's probably smart. What about let's switch gears for a second to the Phillies and what's going on there? Would you like to see who'd you like to see come up here? Who do you want to see get some major league call up time? We gotta get Hoskins up here.
I don't know who's even realistic. I don't know if there's too many more position players that are really that realistic to call up, being that, they've already shown, hesitated when they had the opportunity to call Kingery up. And you wouldn't call, Hoskins up because you got Tojo is doing his thing at first base. So I guess the only guy that is really that realistic to call up is Cousins because of what happened to Altair, but I don't even think that will happen. I would like to see Cousins up here. I'm just skeptical whether that's true to happen or not.
Yeah. And give me your last question, Jamie. Who's your Gold Cup winner here over the next week here?
Well, I think we're in a good position in the Gold Cup. It's fun to watch. We'll see who brings it home. Gold Cup action.
All right, Jamie. Appreciate the insights.
All right. It's not touching, right?
right, did we say goodbye to Cuppa?
Yeah, he's back. Cuppa is with us. What do you got?
Yeah, he's back.
He's not been gone for that long. Yeah, it seems if he's a pretty host. He might be a little sleepy this week here.
Say his name again. Capo.
Yeah. We'll come back to him. We'll come back to him in a couple of seconds.
Well, the Kyrie, leave it. What are you going to do?
Me
either. Not a touch screen.
Me.
Let's mute again, man.
Yeah. Piss.
The Kyrie Irving thing, like Tommy said, he's a ball hog. He said he's a chucker. He's not actually a chucker.
No.
He likes to dribble, drive. And, you know, he's got the ultimate facilitator with him. Like, talk about being
I don't think he's even going to get treated. I think the Cavs
are how fun is that going to be coming back and playing with a team that you just badmouth?
Who?
Kyrie.
Who are you badmouthing?
LeBron. Saying he doesn't want to, you know, play.
Sometimes you got to do things that.
He was by himself before. How'd that work out? They shut. They even made the playoffs? No.
No. They won like 20 games. But he didn't have Kevin Love. He didn't have people. He didn't have, you know, people. They're getting Derrick Rose working. So they could maybe win 30.
Wait a minute. They're getting Derrick Rose?
Yeah.
Definitely?
Yeah.
When? When does this happen?
I don't know if that's been officially announced yet, but that's happening.
Well.
And LeBron is not going this year, no matter what. I don't think he's even going next year either.
It's
but
a
we
joke,
can
the NBA now, how they all these superpowers, the super players, are so paranoid that they're,
oh, I can't win, I want to go win.
They feel like they have to go.
No, that's not fair to say,
but
Chuck, because he already won, so he doesn't care about winning.
It is ridiculous, though, the way they're acting. It's crazy. I mean, it's fine, because we have a young core, like you said. No reason to go get any superstars.
Galpa, are you with us? You in the comments?
Jamie.
Yeah.
Hi, Jamie. Hey, how you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing okay.
Good to hear you guys. Real quick, you're talking about Pumpkin Ball. I'm not a big Pumpkin Ball fan, but I do agree that that's Uncle Jeff, whoever your producer is. But here's what I predicted on my show. I think the King will go down to the L.A. Crips, I think. And ball coach for Chicago, what was his name? He got fired from the Knuckleheads. What's his name, the general manager? What's his name? What's his name for the Knuckleheads? He was the head coach of the Bulls. What's his name? I think he'll... whatever his name is,
Dale,
but he will probably
think
go cold. I think the King will go down the Clippers because I think he wants to chase Jordan, and I think Jordan's ex coach will go down there too as well, because the Clippers have a better owner that wants to win, where LA has Jeannie Buss. I think if the King goes anywhere, the Lakers are. I think he wants to start his own legacy with the Clippers. He should have never left Cleveland. In my mind, from the very beginning,
I think the Clippers are in some sort of disarray. They lost a lot of people, though. They lost Redick,
right,
and they lost CP. So,
yeah, but that's what he wants. That's what he wants, Jamie. That's what he wants. He wants to be able to bring all his boys in down in LA. His kids are already down there. I would go to the Lakers. You got that idiot, the ball guy. And I'm not a big pumpkin ball guy, but I want to ask you a question before you cut me loose, Jamie. I was your age. You and Zane and the age group of the computer generation that want things done. I've been talking my podcast for a long time. I want to ask this question. The NBA is learning their lesson in baseball. I think it moves too slow. I think 3 hours are far too long. NFL is one thing because we all like it. It's controlled violence. It's 16 weeks and 17 weeks. They have to speed up baseball, and they have to speed up pumpkin ball, or no one's going to go anymore. Hockey moves, and so it moves faster.
I don't think that's necessarily fair, and thank you for to say about basketball being slow. I do think, you know, you've heard the conversation for 30 years that they've been trying to find ways to speed baseball up, but, you know, I don't know what they could even do in basketball. Thank you for your return.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Working?
What?
Why'd you rush him off?
I didn't rush anywhere.
Now they're rushed off.
Why?
Okay, sir. Thanks for the call. Okay.
I shouldn't even done that.
You should do
but
that.
People,
and you need to address people a little more
well,
clearly coming in.
People are just asleep.
Oh, calling
and,
you're on the air. You know, like
they shouldn't. This is a very small community of folks, I mean, so they should know.
They don't know. It doesn't indicate them.
I can't indicate.
Kyrie Irving traded to the Warriors.
No, that's not too stupid. He's not going anywhere. He's just going to have to, you know, do it. Yeah, he's not going.
Oh, Mom's checking in. Here we go.
Yeah, Chris, do you see? I understand that he has to be traded, yeah. But I just don't think he's going to be traded. I know. He's not, though. He's...
What? Chris Sale, the fastest in American League history, the 200 Ks in a season?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
He gets like 15 Ks every game. That's
why
he could be.
Is that good?
What do you mean, how?
I don't
why?
Even know the guy at all.
Yeah, because he don't watch baseball. That's not anyone else.
Oh, he's the Red Sox? No one, I don't know. Who was he on before that?
White Sox.
Why did they get rid of him? They couldn't afford him?
She wanted out, and, you know, they got a big, big haul of good prospects for him.
Nuts, man. Really nuts. All right, here's the headline that we can discuss. The Quakes tourney is today. We can go over the rosters. The Wizards locked up John Wall to a monster contract. Monster.
Yeah.
The British Open is going right now, right?
It is.
Well, I'm surprised we don't have any, you know, Uncle Tom. Granted, was on the line, but he dropped it.
No. But it's good.
NBA or the World Series of Poker is that main event final table. That's already a
yeah, that's it.
I used to watch that now, but never even check it out.
Mm.
Want to hear the rosters?
I know you want to do these crates, so we'll just do it first.
Well, it's a big deal.
Is
I don't know if Mr. Pichelli is going to bail out now. If he's out.
I thought Pichelli is going to go. We saw him on a Wednesday.
I don't know if he's going to have a game or not. Because they won a game yesterday. I don't know if that means. There we go. All right. Wait. Let me just make sure he's doing sometimes. Yeah. All right.
If he's gonna be, how many people will be left?
We have 7 aside now. We are still accepting add-ons. 4 sets of boards going. Here's the team. The Kevin McNichol team is Kevin McNichol, Tom Tone, Eric Peterson, Chuck Swan. Oh, he's on my team. Trip Hilly, Jim Condi. Ryan McDonough. Oh!
I know you're going to like that team. Yeah. I don't think that team is going to be very effective, though.
We're going to be killing
it. It's probably going to be a fun team.
Next team.
And a lot of alcohol consumption, right, in terms of quiz, anyway.
Next team, Tucker Hurricanes stinks. Mark Fricelli, very good. Chip, GM Brony, I don't know about him. Ron Rotloff, not so good.
All these people are attorneys that you don't know.
Kevin Williams. Don't know about Jim Tone, very good. Jim Boy,
if he plays a lot of games, he could get good.
If I give him 3 stars or 1 star, Kevin McNichol, I give him.
He has 2 stars.
Tom Tone, 3. Eric Peterson is probably 2 or 3. Chuck Swan, 5.
Is she coming back or that?
Phillies, I don't know. 2.
I think Chuck.
3. Ryan's probably.
No,
3.
You're probably a 2. You're definitely.
Like 2.
Oh,
Chelly's 3. Chip Zambroni.
No, you're not.
Like
I don't think you're good enough to be a 3. You're a 1.
I'm a 3.
No.
I was absolutely on fire 2 weeks ago. I mean, I was not. I'm honestly. I think I scored more points than Chip Tower. I was absolutely on fire. I was pointing every single. Every time I was throwing, I was pointing.
I hope it didn't go that way tonight. Cause
hopefully,
it's not.
I can keep my ego in check and not be counting.
So that's all the teams? 2 teams? 2,
yeah, 2 teams.
2
it's
sides?
Like, it's like the whole way that you guys play this skins that I'm not familiar with.
Yes.
I really don't know how that goes.
Right.
And it's very complicated. The rules are so absurd.
It's the best.
You get 3 rounds. You can double down if you want. You can go all for nothing. You can play the 3 games.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You get a point for the for winning the series, but you can also get a every point for every game. I don't know. I just said the one thing we had to do is make sure you play more games because last time there was too much just standing around waiting to play.
When the it starts at what?
That's 15 people.
Yeah.
It takes 4 to play, I think. So that's 12 people. That's 16 people playing. So everyone can be playing all the time.
There's only 14
people. So that's enough that everyone can be playing.
Theoretically, yes,
yeah.
If you don't have backups.
Oh, we got a hot one. You recognize that? And then 48-0.
Ah, I think this is Harry. He's back. What's up?
He's back. I'm back from last week. Before I get to the major question of the day, do you follow the golf? Any interest in it?
Yes, I started to got the...
You see, the weather yesterday was ridiculous, yeah.
It was not very good yesterday. Tough day.
Yeah, but people are lighting it up today, though. Here's a question. Did your dad ever sit down and show you the groups in this big Quake tournament
that people
are talking about?
Yes, he showed me the groups for your Quake extravaganza today.
What are your thoughts? Any thoughts on it?
Tom, these are different Quakes. Is he asking about the Quake tournament?
Yeah, he's telling me, did I see the groups?
Oh, yeah. We just went over the groups. And these are different Quakes. You're throwing little rubber discs onto steel, onto bluestone with
plate.
A pin in the middle.
Plate.
So they hit and they go bing and shoot off if you don't throw them perfect. It's pretty fun.
It should be an interesting day. That's all. Go ahead.
No. You guys, it's going to be interesting day one.
I was going to say, sooner or later, this is going to be televised, and you'll be able to watch it from the comfort of your own house.
Yes, we have to get ESPN, watch ESPN, ESPN3, and they'll be here in a couple years.
Yeah. So hopefully the weather holds out, but, maybe we'll be able to give some information on the outcome next week when I call in.
I'm sure you will. If you call in next week, you'll have some thoughts.
All right, Jamie.
All right.
Have a good one. All right.
Keep it in check today and have a good day.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
What you doing tonight?
Nothing. He's just got his thing today. What do you mean, Wes?
You got what?
He's got the thing today. What do you mean, what's he doing? Quake.
You said that was Harris.
No.
Who was it?
Tone.
Tone?
Yeah.
What the heck are you talking to me about?
I thought you knew it was him, Evan.
You said it was
Harris. Anyway, I know this is a dear Frank here. What's up? What you got? What you have?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Hey, I'm going to a fitting day now. I'm on my way. I'm not due there until 11.
Doesn't go to 11? I thought that go to 10.
11-3. Brandon Grace just shot a 62 at the British Open.
Oh, that's finished now for the major record?
No. He's finished. Justin Spieth hasn't even teed off yet.
I know, but I met him.
Grace came in with a 62.
Yeah. Well, we saw that. We've seen so many 63s at the British Open last year and for many years before. It's bound to happen, don't you think? Especially with the
today. Never 62 until today. This guy had 8 birdies in a row on the front side. 8.
Yeah,
so
8 in a row.
Interesting to see what happens with Spieth and the rest of them when they get their teeth into it.
I know.
Keep an eye on it for me. Did the Phillies play last night?
They did.
Did the Phillies play last night?
Yeah.
And they won again?
Yeah.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Let me know about the hoagies. See ya.
All right. See you later. Is that game over? That game changed?
South Park and Zero, I don't know. Last time I saw, they were winning 3-2.
No, check.
Listen, they're saying that the 2012 dream team, NBA, the Olympic team, is what's shaping the whole NBA. Because they're all the people from that team are jumping on together.
That's not true at all.
And then they're comparing that to the original dream team from '92 and saying they never really did it except for Barkley jumped. But they didn't do it. But this 2012 team all jumped. But my
every Olympics has done dream team.
I know, but the 12 team is what's. Well, who was the 16 team? Where are they all?
The 16 team, because LeBron didn't play in it. Carmel was the big star of that.
Right.
Paul George.
Right.
DJ, people like that.
Did we win?
We won.
Yeah.
We had some scares against people like Australia and, you know.
Steph playing? No, Steph did not play. It was right off his championship.
Yeah.
He did not play.
Thompson played, Draymond played. Look up the roster.
Durant played too, right?
No Durant.
No Durant?
Look up the roster. Paul George. You can see the... No. Right. Dude, it's Safari.
I'll just go right here. We gotta hurry up. 2000.
We're nearly done.
All right, there's the roster. Can we go, please? Jimmy Butler, Kevin Durant was on the team.
You don't have to read it, but...
DeAndre Jordan, Kyle Lowry, Harrison Barnes, DeMar DeRozan, Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, DeMarcus Cousins, Paul George, Draymond Green, Carmelo Anthony. It's pretty ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous. That's not even close to the dream team. Look
it's
at
still a good, still a great team. There's an era born. 89, 88,
no,
86.
Yeah, it's all
92,
it's all the same.
89, 92, 90,
stop.
84. Carmelo, 84, boy.
Yeah, 33.
32.
What's your game?
Earlier candidates, Michael Carter Williams, Tobias Harris, Victor Oladipo, Chandler Parsons, Mason Plumlee, Anthony Davis. Did not. How is he not on that team?
He
must have been injured. Reason injured. Chris Paul, he withdrew. John Wall, injured. Blake Griffin, injured. Steph Curry, injured. He wasn't really injured. LaMarcus Aldridge.
He did do things to his ankle.
James Harden withdrew. Russell Westbrook withdrew. What the heck he withdraw from, too? Kawhi Leonard withdrew.
I remember that caused a lot of fear last year that Russ withdrew because people didn't really see it either. I don't think LeBron is ever going to play anymore. Like, right? He's not going to.
I agree.
He's not. He'll be 36 in 3 years. Or 35.
Love actually got caught. 12-man roster cut. Him, Iguodala, Dwight Howard, Rudy Gay, Farid, and Michael Conley all made the 12-man.
Mike Conley probably should have been on a team against DeMar DeRozan.
The 30-man roster cut was just a regular. Tobias Harris, Victor Oladipo, Chandler Parsons, and Mason Plumlee.
Don't you think DeMar DeRozan and Mike Conley should have swapped them? DeMar never
got
in. Do you
know when they start playing 9 innings of baseball in youth? Is it college?
College.
High school is at 7?
College, yes.
Okay. That would seem like such a long game. Such a long game.
In All-Star games, in some tournaments, they play 9, but...
Well, yeah, Tommy played 9 in his All-Star game.
Yeah, but even just in tournaments when you're in high school for, like, some elite team, but just... Pure league games, yeah, 7. We're done.
All right, my man. Good show.